Okay, we're on Chav Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah at the bottom. V'chein shnei anoshim. Same halach would apply to two men. Zelmer Kohenani. This one, Tani, is a Kohen, and we have no other way of knowing if he's a Kohen or not. The Zelmer Kohenani. Einanemon. So they're not believed to say that they're Kohanim. Person's not believed on himself, and Eid Echad's not believable, so to say there's a Kohen. Uvizman Shehem Me'idim Zez, however, they're not believed for themselves, but they're believed, they've got to be somebody else, and an Eid Echad is Ne'eman to be made and establish the Kohuna of somebody. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Mu'al in the Kohuna al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Huda says, no, an Eid Echad's not enough to establish somebody as a Kohen. Om Rabbi Lazar, Amos Sayyid Makam Shesh Orin. Rabbi Lazar argues, says, no, when isn't an Eid Echad believed? When there are Orin, when there are people who say that he's not a Kohen. Avim Makam Shein Orin, Ma'al Likahuna. They want to explain what the kind of Orin, how many people are Orin. But when there's no Orin, just stop. We don't know if he's a Kohen or not. And he tells us he's a Kohen. Or an Eid Echad tells us he's a Kohen. Then Ma'al Likahuna Alpir Echad. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of the Skan, the Skan of Kohanim. Rabbi Hanina Skan of Kohanim, that was his father. Mal Lekohun Al Pied Echad. That you can be Mal Lekohun Al Pied Echad. And then we'll discuss what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama, what's, all of them say the same thing, that Malin le Kohuna al Pi Eid Echad, what's the difference between them? Rashi. The Chen Shnei Anoshim, Lo Garsin and Shenishbu. Over here, they weren't captured, right? The Shaila is whether they're Kohanim or not, because being captured doesn't make you not a Kohen. So, Rashi says there's nothing to do with them being captured. Stop, two people come, we don't know they're Kohanim, and they testify on their Kohuna. Einem Honim, Litein Lohem Trum. So we don't believe them that they're Kohanim, Rashi says, even to give them Truma. We'll see that Morris says there's two inyanim over here. One is that they're Kohanim and they can get married to kosher women. Rashi seems to learn the Shaila is, we don't even believe them that they're kosher, let alone Kohanim. Kohanim is just a euphemism over here for being kosher. Other Rishonim, most Rishonim learn, that's not a Shaila Gabi, whether they're Mamzerim or Psulim or whatever, that there's no reason to be Choshish. Zuke Reya Salom Mechaskina, just don't have any reason to think they're Psulim. But we don't let them marry as if they would be Kohanim, that they marry, people with great Yichus. People who would marry to Kohuna, we tell them we're not sure if these are Kohanim. But you give them Truma, okay, Rashi learns, that ain't them on in Bechlau, even to give them Truma. Whether to give them things that are only the Rabbanan, somebody has an Eid Echad saying he's a Kohen, if we'll give him the first Aliyah, right, which is purely only the Rabbanan, that may be it. But Achilas Truma, not. Uvizman Shemi'idim Zezeh, Shekol Echad Omer Aniva Chevir Kohen, when each one's made on the other one, even though, we'll see, there's a place to say that we're Choshish Legomlin, that they're doing each other a favor. Right, and this one's saying the other one's a Kohen, so the other one will say he's a Kohen. Still, we're not Choshish for that, and even if they're made one on the other, not just one of them made on one of them, but there's a place to think that this guy's doing it because the other guy's reciprocating, still they're believed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Ma'al Likun Al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you never Ma'al Al Pi Eid Echad, Afilu Hecha Deleka Gomlin, even where only one testifies on the other and the other one doesn't reciprocate. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds an Eid Echad can't establish Kohuna. The Choshkein Hocha, surely in this case, Dikol Mechash Legomim, in addition to the fact there's an Eid Echad, we're afraid that maybe over here he's doing it because you're doing me a favor, I'll do you a favor. That's really not true. Ha'eid Ato'alai, Dani Olecha, you'd say I'm a Kohen, I'll say you're a Kohen. Orin Shikorn Lov Shem Psul, if there is an objection to this person's Kohuna, and there are those that say that he's apostle, and the Gemara will discuss how they said he's apostle, what kind of Orim, did he two, one, whatever, what did they say, how definite is this, two Edom who say he's apostle, then there's nothing to talk about. Malin Hecha Deleka Gomlin, and the, what's it called, Rebbe Lezer says, your male lekohuna al pi echad. When, what's it called, when there's no shayla gomlin? Tanakama holds that even where there's gomlin, you are male al pi echad. And Rabbi Elazar says no, only when there's no gomlin. Behindu ti'ikavein Rabbi Elazar le Tanakama de Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the difference between what the Tanakama holds and Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara Mefarish, right? What's Rabbi Shimon argue on those first two? Right? The Gemara explained. Because we have three shitas basically that say that an echad is neman legabi kahuna. Tanakama says even in a case of gomlin. Rabbi Elazar says dafka in a case where there's no gomlin. And Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara is going to explain what, where he argues on the other two. Right, even though he holds be'etzim that you're ma'al l'kuhun al pi'ir echad. Mora says, kol hani lamali. Now we're going back to all the Mishnayos we had before. We had a few Mishnayos, all of them giving examples of pesha asr pesha hitta. Right, the first case was, sodazu shalachi avicha, and I bought it from him. That's the first case of pesha asr pesha hitta. Then the case of what's it called, eshes ish hayisi the grushani. And then Nishbeisi v'tahorani. So the Gemara says, what do you need all these cases for? Rashi. Kolhani. The Tana Masnisan Lashmin Rapesha Asra Pesha Hitter. Lomali. Right? So the Gemara says, you need each one. Because if you only had the first case, to eat Tana Moda of Yeshua Mishum Deika Dror the Mamona. Aval Adim the Leka Dror Mamona Emolo. Right? By, Rabbi Yeshua's case, that the person says, this field used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him. So there we would say, only there you say Pesha Asr Pesha Hitter. Because since the guy, the way Rashi learns, is going to have a loss of money, if he remains saying it belongs to your father, he's going to lose out. So it's not mistaber that the guy meant to come and tell us that it belonged to the other guy's father. Why in the world would he want to say something that would make him lose money? Must be that when he came, he had it in mind to say the whole thing. It belonged to your father, but I bought it from him. Right, so therefore, it's clear that when he started saying what he was saying, it was to include the qualification in the end. So then you say apeshos or peshiyiter, but by edim, where edim come and say what's it called ksav yodenu huzeh, but anusim hayinu whatever, maybe it's two separate things. They're not going to lose any money by this. So when they said ksav yodenu huzeh, they meant to say that it's a good start. And then they had charata, and they said, no, but anusim hayinu. So maybe over there we don't believe them. That's what we say, kivin shehigit shuvah enechozer makim. And we don't say pesha asr pesha hitter. Because it could be that they didn't intend to say this whole thing to begin with. They intended first to be mekayim the shtar. Then they realized that maybe it's not such a good idea, maybe we'd rather do the other guy a favor, and they added in the retraction. So maybe over there you wouldn't believe them, kamash malon. No, that even in that case you believe them. The itana edim mishum da alma, right? By edim because they're telling about somebody else. So then we say a peshos or pesha hitter legavi somebody else, legavi the mouth and the lova of this shtar. Afal ihu de lenafshe, but in the first case where he's talking about himself, where he benefits from it, maybe he wouldn't say he's believed legavi himself to benefit, right? Aim a low. I might think not, that he's not believed. The Iashmin and Hani Tarte, if it only say the first two cases, so I would learn from there that even where there's no drawer of the Mamona, the guy doesn't stand to lose anything, and he's also made on himself, you still say a Peshas or Pesha Hitter, Mishum de Mamona, but it's only talking about monetary cases. Aval Eishas Ish di Sura Emalo, but in the case of Isser, Eishas Ish, maybe you don't say Peshas or Pesha Hitter, where she said, Eishas Ish Shayisi Ugrushani. Right? Nishbeisu tahorani lomali. So what do you need in the next case? So now we've covered everything. We covered in a case where it's not nogeya to him, and it's nogeya to him, where there's a loss of money, where there's no loss of money, and where what's it called, it's isser, and where it's mamam. So why do you need the next case? The next case, nishbeisu v'tahorani. Mishum dekaboy lemisnei v'im mishenisei bo edim harizu lo seitze. Because it wants to tell me in that last case that if she did get married, she's not allowed to get married, but if she did get married, right, then lo seitze, in the case where there are Aden. There are Aden that she was captured, and she said tahorani, she's not allowed to get married. But if she did get married, she stays married. So we need her for that case. So Mar says, honi chleman demasni la seifa. That's good according to the one who says that the seifa is the case where if two Edom came and if Edom were there and said she's Nishbesi and Tahorani and she got married, right, then we don't make her get away. That's very good if it goes on that case. But if it goes on the Reisha, right, the case of Grushani, then we already know that din from the case of Grushani. Why do I need the case of Nishbesi v'Tahorani? We're back to the original question. We learned everything from the first three cases. Why do you need the fourth case? Ela the man demasni areisha Michael Meimer, mishum tikaboy lemisne shtei noshim shenishbu. Right, we want to know the case of where two women are reciprocating, and even in that case, we say peshos or peshu shtei noshim shenishbu lomeli. Right, ma'u the same on nechush legomim. I might think in that case where there's two of them testifying on each other that we're choshish that maybe they're doing it to reciprocate and to do each other a favor. Kamash Malon, that we're not choshish for that. The chen shnei anoshim. So why need the next case? Our Mishnah of shnei anoshim, the two kohanim. Right? We already know that we're not choshish legomlin. So why do we need this case where each one is made on the other one? Mishum de koboy lemisnei pluksa de Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Because over here it wants to introduce Rabbi Yehuda, who tells me that they're not believed by an erech is not believed. They're not believed to testify for each other. Okay, Rashi. Kol hani tana masnisa mashmina pesha aser lahua pesha yeter lomali mishum diika dror de mamalna hilkach ilav de pshita milsa shalach miyavi. If it wasn't that the guy knew for sure that he's opening a Pandora's box over here, he obviously knew for sure that he bought the field, otherwise he wouldn't have brought up that it belonged to the other guy's father, right? Lohaya Omer Shalavicho Haisa. He wouldn't have said that. The Gorim Liatzro Hefzid Moment. To call himself a loss? Shomer Tchila Dvorav Hashem Sof Omer. Therefore, when he opened his mouth to begin with, he intended to tell us the whole story. Ligmor Bohenu Kachti Enenu. So then we say, a Peshos or Peshahid. But in the case of the Edim, since he's not losing anything, maybe he intended to be Mekayim Nishtar, and then he had Charata. And then there's no Peshos anymore. Now it's Kivin Shehigit Shuvein Chozer Umagi. They're not going to lose anything. Maybe they shouldn't believe the same now. Anusim hayinu. To me, karaki amru ksav yodenu who adaited the sadusa amru. The lola migmar ba anusim hayinu. The hadrin lichu the migmar bahaki kamash malan. I think no, that they really meant to say, what's it called? This is ksav yodenu and finish. Then they had charata and they turned around and said the other way, and then maybe we don't believe them. Kamash malan, we don't say that. And if we only had the case of Edim, we would say, since it's not nogea to them, it's nogea to somebody else, we believe them. For other people's benefit, they wouldn't lie. So they meant to say this to begin with. But when it comes to his own loss, maybe the guy, what's it called, had harata, right? And he's lying. And he never meant to say that what's it called, it was, I bought it from you. He meant to be molded, that it belonged to the father. Mishum, the boy, lemisne shtei noshim tenishbu, lashmein, and the bisman shmeidu zu azu nemonos. The case where the case of Nishbesi is to tell me the case where both of them were made, one on the other. And they were not choshish legomlin. Okay, let's go on. Ton rabbonin. Ani kohen v'chaveri kohen nemon lachilo betruma, ve'eno nemon lasio isha. Ad shiu gimel. Shnayim mi'idim alzeh, shnayim mi'idim alzeh. The, what's it called? The person says, I'm a Kohen and my friend is a Kohen. So he's believed legabi truma. But he's not believed legabi yuchsin. Lasio isha. Yuchsin, they were extra careful. And yuchsin, you need two edim on each one. So therefore, you need three people minimum. One of them is made on the other one, plus the third guy. And the other one is made on the first one plus the third guy. So there's two edim on each person. Rashi. Neman lahachilo betruma, ve'eno neman lasio isha miyucheses. Mailehi biyuchsin. Can't marry him to an isha miyucheses and assume that he's really a kohen, because al piyedechad you can't be malo liyuchsin. Right. Also, could be that what's it called, that we're choshish, he's a cholo. We're not choshish that he's a, what's it called, a mamzer or whatever. There's no reason to assume that. But maybe he's not a Kohen. And if he's not a Kohen, he could get married. He's a chalol, he could get married to anybody. But his children will be chalolim. His wife will be a chalola. So that's the pshat. We can't let him marry somebody who wants to remain miyucheses lekohuna, right, and her children be miyuches lekohuna, because if we're choshish that he's a chalol, his children will be sofik chalolim, and his wife will be a sofik chalola. That's what it means. We don't let him marry somebody who wants to remain miyucheses lekohuna, the gabi herself and her children. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af eno neman lachilo v'truma, ad shiu shlosha, shnai midim al zesh neman. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, we never accept the edus of an eid echad, legabi even truma, to establish a kohen, even legabi truma, until there's two on each one. Mar says, lemeimad Rabbi Yehuda chayish legomlin. Why does Rabbi Yehuda argue, lechora? Because he's choshish legomlin, not because he holds that an eid echad is never believed. But in this case, where they're meyed one on the other, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says we can't accept it, because we're afraid that they're doing each other a favor. For Rabbanan lo chayish legomlin, and the Rabbanan hold we're not choshish for that, and therefore each one could be made on the other one, except for yuchsin, which is a special chumrah, the gabi truma, each one could be made on the other one, and the Rabbanan therefore not choshish legomlin. The ha'ibcha shaminin lo, we have a mission that says just the opposite. That the Chachamim are choshish legomlim and the Rabbi Yehuda is not. Where is that Mishnah? The Sman. Hachamorim shenichnasu le'ir. Wagon drivers, donkey drivers, okay, with wares on their donkeys, came into the city. V'omer echad mihem sheli chodesh v'shel chaveri yosha. My tvua is fresh, new, and the other one is yoshan. And the yoshan, we're not talking over here according to most Rishon Rashi in, I think, where's Rashi? In, I think it's in Gittin. Gimel. My. Gittin, yeah. Rashi in Gittin says that it's talking about the Isser Chodosh and Yashan. But the Tosas says it can't be. It's in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Some say it's talking about Shvius. Mine is from the year Chodosh, this year Shvius, and the other one says, and but my friend is from Yoshan, he's from Shishis. But the way Rashi learns here is nothing to do with Yisurim. The guy praising the other guy's wares and saying, my tfu is not so good, it's new, fresh, and that's not such good. Aged tfu is better. My friend's is aged tfu. So he's praising the other guy at the expense of himself. Okay? So he says, Shali chodesh v'shal chaveri yoshin. Shali eino mesukin. Don't buy from me. I didn't take trumas from my source from my stuff. But shal chaveri mesukin. My friend, he's a frum guy. He took off trumas from my source. Eino nema. He's not believed. The chachamim say, why? Because we're afraid that they're, what's it called? They're doing this. This city, this guy says it about the other guy. In the next city, they reciprocate and the other guy says it about him. And really, it's not true at all. All of it's not true. So you think the guy's a big tzaddik, right? He's deprecating his thing and saying to the other guys, that's telling the truth. Yeah, but when you go to the next city, you'll find that they switch things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Neman. And Rabbi Yehuda says he has believed. So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda isn't choshish for gomlim, and that the Chachamim are choshish. And we, in our mission, we say just the opposite. Omer Avada Barava, Omer Rab Mukhlefa Sashita. Change it around. Rabbi Yehuda said what the Chachamim said, and the Chachamim said what Rabbi Yehuda said. Abaya Omar la olam lo sepuch. Bidmai hekilu. Roveyam ameyoris masun hein. Right? By Dmai, they were makel. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda is not choshish legomlin by Dmai. And that's why Tosa says you can't say it's talking about Chodesh and Yoshan and Isser Chodesh, because they weren't makel by those Isurim or Shvius. So, Dmai hekilu. The only case of Isser is Shalim Mesukin and Shalchaverin Mesukin. The Chodesh and Yoshan is just to do with the quality of the product. Let's see Rashi. Hachamorim sochrei tvua umolichim imokum hazol lekrochim. Right? They what's it called? Memeimra kosoka dait of the time of the Rabbi Yehuda mishum gomlin. Right now the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yehuda holds really in eid echad is neman to be mal lekohuna, just not in a case where they reciprocate. Hachamorim sochrei tvua, people who sell grain umolichim imokum hazol, they bring it from the place where it grows, where it's cheap. to the cities to sell it for a profit. And they bring it on, what's it called, on donkeys, so they're chamorim. Shali chodesh v'shachaveri yashin, shali einu mesukin v'shachaveri mesukin, mishabeach eshachaveru mezalzlo shalau. He praises the other guy's wares and deprecates his own. Shali einu mu'usa, shachaveri mu'usa. Shali chodesh v'einu yavish adayin. It's not aged yet, not dried out. Kol tzorcho. V'shachaveri yashin v'yavish kol tzorcho. He has good, real good schora. Dried out already. The stam yashin tov min hachodesh. Old dried out tvua is better than the fresh one. Be'ish hagorin. Kedamrinim be'ezer neshech. Hoyu chadoshos mi'arba v'yishonos mi'sholosh. Right? You can buy 4 measures of new grain for the same amount it costs to buy 3 measures of old grain. Because better. Old grain is better. Eino ne'eman. Ho'ov amoritzu. Ve'eino ne'eman al ma'iser. Since it's talking about an amoritz, it's not believed to say that he took off ma'iser. We don't believe him legabe the other guy either. Even though he's a nice guy and he's telling us that his is not, doesn't nice or wasn't taken from his, so obviously he's telling the truth, he wouldn't deprecate his own thing. They're tricking you. You say this here, and I'll say it in a different place, and people will only hear the one thing, and they'll think that we're big tzaddikim, we're deprecating our own, and mishabeach the other. But we have a deal that we'll do this every other place, something different. Omar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda kasha, Rabbana lo kasha. You ask the question, it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, by the Chamorim, says we're not choshish legomdim. In our Mishnah, he's choshish for the 2 kohanim made on each other for gomlin. So we answered, no, really Rabbi Yehuda is choshish legomlin, except by Demai, there they were makel not to. But the Rabbanan is akasha. The Rabbanan by us says you do believe them. And over there it says you don't believe them. So the Rabbanan is not akasha? Right, the Rabbanan lo kasha? Elad Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha kedishanina. We already answered Rabbi Yehuda that what's it called by Demai, they were what's it called Mekel. The Rabbanan Rabban Hakasha, the Omar Rav Chama Bar Ukva b'shikliyum nosu b'yado. Rashi learns b'kliyum nosu b'yado that the guy obviously is interested in selling his tvua. So if he's telling you, don't buy from me here, it couldn't be because he doesn't want to sell. He has all his measuring stuff. He's obviously in this interest in selling. So what's going on? He's holding it till the next place. Because if he didn't have kliyum nosu, so there's yeraglayim ledover that they're doing this gomlin over here. Because if not, why'd you bring your measuring stuff if you're not interested in selling your things? Must be that you're holding it till the next place. Hachanami b'shikliyum nosu biyado. Rashi b'shikliyum nosu biyado. Chamer hamevi tvua limkor hayanose biyado kli. Heker shel mechira, kagon metzek shemochim bo amida, all the kalim of sailing, to even out the measure, right? Guy who's bringing it just to stop transport it and not sell it, doesn't bring all the kalim of sale, the sale kalim. This guy has his sale kalim. If you're interested in deprecating your stuff, don't buy from me, why'd you bring all your measuring stuff for it? Must be that right now you're saying that, in the next place you're going to switch. The hocha kagon shekliyum nasa biyado shozeh hamisal zla shalo. The anansadi de lamoch revia. Now it's something fishy. Right? Why are you telling us not to buy from you, so why did you bring your measuring things? Must be because in the next place the guy's going to say, don't buy from me, buy from him. Hilkach ein zela gomel vase yoy de lo bikrach shlufneyim. Therefore over here is raglayim ledover, and that's why he's not believed. Tosa is a different shot in Kli Umnosu Biyado, just the imam is the opposite, but in any case, that's we're learning Rashi, that's what people call. Have a good Shabbos. What?
Yeah, sure.
He's not a kohen.
That's why he needs one person.
Yeah, that's why he's not a kohen. If he's a chol, he can't eat truma, he can't eat truma. He's a regular Israel.